Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, we thank you for another time to help move your kingdom forward and bless those believers. Lord God, we ask that they have ears to hear you and eyes to see your plans and your purpose for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Generation XYZ, this is Pastor Shug. Thank you for coming fellowship with us once again. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and share. How you doing, Generation XYZ? It's Pastor Shug, the voice of Generation XYZ, on a mission to encourage, inspire, and glorify the kingdom of God. Amen. And glory be to God. Today, I'm here. There's no music. I don't know if I'm going to go 30 minutes again. That was a stretch for me last week. Yeah, I know that was God. That was the Holy Spirit. But today, the Lord has really been on my heart and on my mind. And even just in my spirit, and he's called me to this message, and I'll be coming from Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, and reading down to about 33, and you could turn there while I'm just rambling. God is calling for his kingdom to come back, and today you guys are going to hear a very prophetic tone, a very futuristic, as some in Generation Z might call it, because I'm speaking some things that are yet to manifest. But if you can understand what I'm saying, then that just means that God is calling you and establishing you in the fourth dimension, in a new place, in a new beginning, on a new plane. And it's important that we continue to bring those who don't up with us, those who don't know, those who don't have a way, those who haven't been taught. So we can not only just keep the knowledge for ourselves, but one of the things that I was very, very pressed about when I first got back in the pulpit was being sure that I did give the knowledge that I learned back. I was going back and teaching my younger and the generation after the information and training up and continuing to spit knowledge and continue to give game where game is needed. So Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, and it says, and I'll be reading out the Message version today. That's a little different from me, but it says, Jesus answered to them, "You are mistaken, not knowing the scripture nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but the living. And when the multitudes heard this, they were astonished at his teaching." Understand, Generation XYZ, that was Jesus' words, not mine. And I'm going to read you a passage out of a book named The Culture of Sonship. And I just want you guys to listen for a second. And it says, "Right now, God is longing for the restoration of kingdom identity through right fathering. I am seeing men and women of God who are passionate about discipleship, fueled by a desire to pass on the identity of sonship through Christ to those around them. They are reaching out with broken hearts to embrace the estranged children of God who sit in their Sunday service seats, never knowing who God has truly called them to be. These true fathers and mothers are longing to draw the sons and daughters, not to themselves, but as representatives of the Son. They long to draw sons and daughters to the Father." And you could go read John 6 and 44 for the reference. "These fathers and mothers have been prepared to model the Father through their own hard-won sonship, and they are passionate about imparting truth to this rising generation of Christ followers." And then it goes on to say, "Here is one of the great core issues that we will have to contend with in this move of God. God has prepared the hearts of spiritual parents to rise up and welcome the sons and daughters, but we are seeing a generation in the church that has absolutely no vision for sonship. Generation XYZ, y'all ready for Pastor Shug? We're living. We're having motion. But are we awake? Are we having progress? Are we seeing the condition of our temple, of our church? Are the words of God being imparted through us like they once were? And as I sit here today, I don't come to question you. I just come to put the perspective in your hand. There's a yearning on the world to get back to once was. And once was wasn't great neither. But people want to be sons and daughters of the Father again. And it can't be a resurrection of the dead. It can't be something that we go get back from, how do I put this, what we were trained up and what we were taught. It has to be a new, living, breathing resurrection of the kingdom. Through us, through me and you, through Pastor Shug and through Generation XYZ, and as well as Team XYZ. It's a mission. And understand, we must take identity. It is a real identity crisis in the world right now. It's a real, real identity crisis in the temple, on earth, in schools, at work, on social media. And if we, as believers, don't start speaking to things on earth, in earth, as we see it, it's going to turn into hell. And it's going to be chaos. The days of timidity, if that is a word, are over. The days of being scared and not speaking up and holding your beliefs close to your chest, that was a ploy. That was not what was right. If Jesus told us to go out and speak the Gospels, and I'm looking at it right here in Matthew chapter 23, verse 1, it says, then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, I don't have to go into verse 2, because if Jesus spoke to the multitudes as well as his disciples, so that didn't just mean his followers. That didn't just mean the people who love him. He went out to the multitudes to show and express and heal and do miracles and build and do ministry. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. There's some things that have been placed on this generation's shoulders that we have to bear, and they're hard, and they've been laid on our shoulders, and nobody's gonna come move them for us. Not the scribes, nor the Pharisees that sit in Moses's seat. And if we don't understand what time it is in our generation and where we are and what we're doing on Generation XYZ, we're going to be lost. Well, we're not going to be lost, not the kingdom, not the kingdom of God. But our friends who don't have the kingdom of God, and the friends that don't have the kingdom, the friends that don't know what the kingdom of heaven really looks like, they're going to be lost. And I'm right now, this is a very Gen Z specific message. So I'm sorry if Generation X or Y is listening and you guys are feeling a little appalled by Pastor Suge today. But this is a very Gen Z centered message, because if we don't begin to take responsibility and identity for what the Lord is doing, not only in our generation, but in our world and in our culture and our society, we're going to go down the wrong path. And if we as believers keep being timid and we don't rise up and start speaking to the multitudes and start speaking to things on earth like God intended for us to. Apostle Johnny Young is great. He said, God stopped speaking to things when he made you. He starts speaking to you, so you speak to things like he speaks to you. Oh my goodness, when I remember that quote in my life, I remember that quote every day because it's true. We have to start speaking to our life. We have to start manifesting some things that we want to see happen, some good things, some ripe things, because there's some things that have been placed on our shoulders that have been manifested for us that are hard to bear, and we don't even understand it. But we'd understand the kingdom. We could get the kingdom. It's easy to receive the kingdom. Just look like Jesus. Remember, there is no distance between Christ and his newborn believer. There is no difference between Christ and his church. There is no difference between Christ and you. So today, Generation XYZ, if you want to receive Jesus Christ today, if you want to receive what Pastor Suge is saying, just repeat after me. There is no distance between me and Christ. There is no distance between Christ and my newborn identity. There is no distance between me and the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go forth and be blessed, XYZ.